Item number 20 is from the Department of Administrative Services, reporting on a revenue deficit regarding the Waukee County Historical Society related to phase four of the capital renovations. This is informational.
Okay. Good morning. Introduce yourselves, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. My name is Pat Farley, DOS Director.
And I'm Justin Rodriguez, Interim Capital Finance Manager.
The report you have in front of you is a report on the revenue deficit. It's just shy of $600,000. It's in a project for the County Historical Society through a number of projects starting, dating back to about 2002. Those are a series of projects, many of which were a cost sharing between the county and the Historical Society. And it came to light to DOS Fiscal, I think in June or July, that the there weren't enough revenue from the Historical Society to cover the cost of the project. And we got involved, sorted it out. What it looks like is over the course of the projects, while the additional work was within the scope of the project, there seems to have been not a great deal of communication between the Department of Public Works and the Historical Society over the increased costs. The Department of Public Works was looking at the expenditure amount, believing that they were actually under budget. The problem is they weren't looking at the revenue piece, which was not sufficient to cover the cost of projects, resulting in about $590,000 of a deficit for the projects.
Okay.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I just wanted to reiterate that it was the understanding of the Historical Society that there was a surplus in the project, and indeed there was an expenditure surplus in the project, but not enough to cover the shortfall in revenues. And really, it's an issue of communication that for individuals just looking at kind of the bottom line, how much is this going to cost? Are we within the total cost of the project? That's really what they were looking at without having the other piece of information.
And since coming to light in July, approximately, one of the things that we were looking at, and actually we've actually spoken with Chairman Holloway about this issue as well, is how to prevent something like this in the future, obviously. There's looking at some organizational and policy changes that it seems as though different parts didn't know what each other was doing. The DBW was looking at the expenditure side. They weren't checking on the revenue side, which was over in DOS. And the Historical Society, I don't think, was fully kept in the loop about what was going on. So we are looking at how can we prevent something like this happening in the future.
Okay. Supervisor DeBruin, followed by Supervisor Mayer.
Yes.
Yeah, so to me that's particularly disconcerting. Mm-hmm. And I thought under all of those situations we always had a project manager. Did we not have a project manager?
We did.
Okay, so I mean, obviously we don't have to air all that laundry here, but it doesn't sound to me from what I'm hearing that it's really an issue of the Historical Society failing to meet a financial obligation that they knew they had, correct?
No, they were not aware of the additional dollars that were being spent. They didn't realize it was over the amount that had been raised. However, it is. I mean, the work needed to be done, but there were additional dollars spent that were above the amount that was contributed.
Heard,
And Supervisor, we're hoping to. We've already met with DFW internally and bringing something forward.
Okay. Before you go, Mr. Cady.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Certainly, this committee many years ago reviewed a very robust due diligence that was done on the Historical Society as part of that file. I kind of remember that before we went into it. So, a deficit of this size is incredibly alarming. And I think that. May wish to refer this to county board and audit so that working in conjunction with DAS and the Department of Transportation Public Works, we can do sort of an independent review of what happened and maybe some suggestions for, you know, procedural changes as Farley has mentioned we could do going forward. So we'd be happy to bring that back to the committee for your review in the next coming months.
Make that motion, Mr. Chairman, that we refer to county board and audit staff or
Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor Roman West.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, without going to make that motion for us, I think that the Transportation Public Works Construction Engineers and the Project Manager, something was wrong in that department. And that's the reason why it should never happen. Because every project that we deal with, from War Memorial on down, that we have our engineers over, and they should keep them out of that first place. It's not the society. This is not their fault. This is strictly a public transportation program. And also, I give dollars on to look at the capital project. And do we have some arbitrage on that project? And I know we can have I'm in the project. I hope not, because that's been a long project. So I would like to also come back to transportation work. And I would like to also, if we can make some corrections during the budget process, I think we should be able to put all these mechanisms in place right now, because that should never happen.
Okay. Supervisor Roman West.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious in regards to the Historical Society. Why was their board not? I mean, how often does that board meet, and do they review the financials at those board meetings? You can correct me if I'm wrong. I'm sure someone will. But I thought that was part of the reason why you had the board of directors to review. I don't understand how you get this far out of control and actually nobody starts playing it.
I can't speak for the Historical Society.
Mr.
I can. I'm on the committee.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if we could just get maybe a memo from them just to find out what procedures are.
Follow up with that, Mr. Farley.
Sure.
And see if you can get some type of memo from.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I'd be happy to.
Like I said, I thought that at monthly board meetings that you reviewed the financials of your organization and that was one of the things that you did. And if that's the case, it's almost preparing that.
Supervisor Smith, do you have an answer for that?
I have a partial answer, of course. I think this came as a surprise to me, as it did to other people. And I think it's an unfortunate circumstance, obviously. As on all our boards, we certainly do look at the financials. We do get financial reports. There's been a change in administration in the last year in the Historical Society in some financial accounting. I think was lost a little bit, so that might have been part of the problem. But, I think it's been stated and well stated that it's not something. There have been a number of times, and I was involved in those discussions, by the way, with our people too, because most of the stuff, as was mentioned, was matching, and we as the Historical Society, I'm speaking, had to make sure those funds were in before we could match with the county. And it was 2 years ago in the budget that the county was behind, and they said they'd make it up because the Historical Society had met their obligations. So I think it needs to be looked in more and make sure this doesn't this happen again. I feel from the Historical Society viewpoint that we did everything, I think, following the books and trying to keep track of the monies. But I think we look into it further, we can answer that question. And I'm certainly open to that, and I'm sure the we can get that information from the Historical Society. Thank you.
Okay. Resident Bruin.
I think I'm understanding that it was your request from a letter from the Historical Society. I'm wondering if maybe kind of a more comprehensive way to go, since we're having this audit and staff, to have kind of all that come together. I'd hate to have either the county or the Historical Society, you know, publicly saying what they thought happened until we've all had the benefit of audit, reviewing all the pieces and sitting down with all the different entities. I'm not sure really who to blame right now. And you need to know that, and you need to know how to fix it. But I do think you make a point that I wasn't making. I was doing it more as completely internal, and maybe it is more of a multi-failure kind of thing. And so I'm just hoping that we get all that kind of together as part of the audit so that we don't jump out one way or the other. And I actually really appreciate you saying it because I was jumping one way.
Supervisor Romulus.
Thank you. And I think maybe that's just something that we need to look at as Milwaukee County, is if we have boards overseeing our entity, then perhaps we make that a requirement and that you have to meet this audit and you have to review your financials, because the same thing happened to us with the Milwaukee Public Museum, and all of a sudden we have, you know, this huge debt and we're going, wait a minute, no, because we have a board and, you know, somewhere, again, Supervisor Mail, you know, stated a little bit earlier, where's the checks and the balances? So we have those things in place. Why are we not properly utilizing them so that we're creating a situation where there's multiple places we can catch things? And so.
Okay. Well, thank you. This is an informational item.
No, we have a referral.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
we have one referral.
Board and audits in conjunction with the department.
So off the referral, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Excuse.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Approved 5-0 to refer to county board staff and audit in conjunction with the department.
Okay, item number 20.